Good afternoon, the regional news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. First, the headlines. Preparations gain steam in the far north region ahead of the celebration of the Assumption Day, a day believed Mary, the mother of Jesus, was taken to heaven. Over 100 underprivileged children in the southwest region have been equipped for the upcoming school year following the donation of didactic materials and other school needs by non-governmental organization. There is an increasing number of beggars in the littoral region in recent time, many now indulge in begging as a means of livelihood. Those were our top stories. Stay tuned for the regional news in greater detail in a moment. As Christians in Marwa prepare to celebrate the feast of Mary's Assumption into heaven, the clergy have enjoined them to follow the novena prayers diligently. The Assumption Day, they emphasize, recalls the spiritual and physical departure of the mother of Jesus from the earth. Sylvester Temken of Seltery Farnold visited some Catholic churches in Marwa and got the pulse of the preparations. His report.
The Feast of Assumption, celebrated on August 15, holds a special place in the hearts of Catholics, as this day commemorates the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, body and soul. Hence, the message of the clergy in Marwa as Christians prepare to celebrate tomorrow is vital spiritual renewal, as the Assumption highlights Mary's unique role in salvation history as the mother of Jesus and the first disciple. Reverend Father Bartolomeo Chijike Obuzo is a visiting priest at the Divine Mercy Catholic Church, Jaringoy.
The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the life of the Catholics is in the aspect of being the image and the consoling proof of the fulfillment of the promises of God in line with the glorious resurrection. His promises to all is faithful. All who fear him will serve him here on earth with all their strength, their will, and keeps his words as holy.
To honor this special feast, the clergy have also rolled out a number of programs. Once more, Reverend Father Bartolomeo Chijike Obuzu.
We have points to hope in God and to remain steadfast to him, for the reward that we await is to see him face to face. And Mary being celebrated in her title of Assumption into heaven means that we also one day will share in the glory of God. As parishioners of Divine Mercy Personal Parish, I would like to only insist on the importance of Divine Mercy or its role in our own salvation. We are saved by grace. Mary being honored today as she being elevated into heaven, it simply means that we are to receive in its fullness this divine mercy that can only come to us by God.
Preparations range from decoration of churches and material, as celebrating the Assumption of Mary at home allows families to incorporate this important feast into their daily lives.
In the north region, as the summer holiday period draws near, some young learners in Garwa who have been attending holiday classes attest they have acquired enough knowledge that will enable them excel in their studies in the upcoming school year. Our north regional correspondent Julius Neba went finding out on how beneficial the classes have been to the learners. His report.
A good number of kindergarten learners have for the past weeks been hitting the road to school as if there is no break, attending holiday classes offered at some academic institutions in the Plateau neighborhood in Garwa, where their parents had enrolled them. One of the kindergarten teachers, Mu Glory, says the holiday classes has been very beneficial for the learners, particularly those who are still struggling to acquaint themselves with the basics of education as they look forward to the upcoming academic year.
Like we can see, there are some of them that cannot hold pencil and write, especially in the nursery, but the teachers help them hold their hands to prepare them for the next class.
Still struggling to express themselves, they convey their gratitude to their teachers, attesting that they have learned a lot during the holiday lessons.
Goodbye, Ignace. Okay. Alessandra.
What did you learn during the holiday classes?
The missing letters and the missing numbers and sounds and the alphabet.
Daniel, Jume, Ma, Rafin, A, B, K, D, S, F, K, H, E.
The older brothers and sisters of the primary section also acknowledge that their time spent attending holiday classes has been worth the while, especially as they still found time to mingle and socialize with their mates while learning.
Binyet Beyekren Anastasi. I am going to class 6. The thing that I was supposed to do in class 6, my teacher have already taught me some of them during the holiday classes.
Eric, one of the parents met during press time, attests that sending his children to attend holiday classes has proven to be a good decision, because from his observation, the alternative would have been counterproductive.
The children have a lot of distractions in their house. They will spend about 12 hours, 15 hours in front of the television, watching cartoons, learning nothing from this. And then the distraction at times makes them to forget what they have learned in school. And when the holidays is long, when they go back to school, they find a lot of difficulties, especially during the first term. So I think the holiday classes help them to revise and project them for the academic year, because the holiday classes introduces most of the topics that they will see within the school year.
Meanwhile, the decision to have children attend holiday classes still remains a polarized discussion amongst parents. Learners who attend them attest that they find it a worthy time spent blending studies and fun with their peers as they catch up with their lessons and prepare for the next academic year. Julius Neba for the Regional News, Garwa.
We stay in education. This time around, we take you to the Southwest region, where over 1,000 school children in Buea have received didactic materials and other gadgets to enable them have a hitch-free school year. The donation was made by a non-governmental organization to improve on the level of education in the locality, especially for the underprivileged children. Details with Ngobeleba Sophia Ebe.
The over 1,000 children of nursery, primary and secondary schools in the region receive school items such as books, bags and other didactic material. The donation from the Pinorish Foundation is aimed at helping the underprivileged school children study comfortably.
Mrs. Grace Bayachasi, owner of Pinorish Foundation. Today we're doing a back-to-school event and we focus on every child in the community. We have a strategy where those who are really struggling have the entire resources, and then we have also basic books for those who attend the event. So we went to math, English and French textbooks and workbooks. Just want them to be able to be in school and learn.
The beneficiaries express gratitude to the foundation for their kind gesture.
I have 8 children. I am not able to serve all of them. This book and bag helped me a lot. Send them to school.
Gando Gordon Brown Manga. And I'm schooling in GTHS, Tico. And I want to thank Pinogish for helping us with bags, books, helping kids who do not have parents.
The event, which was graced with the presence of the traditional council from Bokwai village, ended with merrymaking. Ngobeleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV.
And from the Southwest region to the West region, where it has been observed that the non-respect of road signs, especially the violation of traffic lights and pedestrian crossing in Bafoson town by some taxi drivers and commercial motorbike riders, is said to be one of the major causes of accidents. Stakeholders of the transport sector have emphasized the need for all road users to be more responsible in order to help reduce the rate of road accidents. Kelvin Nemble tells us more.
Most road users in Bafoson have simply become their own worst enemies. Many fail to respect traffic lights and speed limits, talk less of zebra crossings, amongst others.
A lot of city dwellers do not actually respect the road signs. Obviously, it leads to several road accidents.
I've witnessed in so many cases where road users made up of both pedestrians, bike riders, and even private cars, they do violate the principles of traffic lights.
Pedestrians too are not making things easy. They cross when and where they are not supposed to, putting their lives in danger.
Normally, when you are approaching, especially the zebra crossing here, you have to stop and make sure that the people cross, and then you can continue. And then most of the people do not even know, they are not educated on how to cross or where to cross.
Given that the road is like a hungry lion, always ready to feed on human blood, it is crucial for drivers and pedestrians to strictly respect the highway code. For example, respect speed limits, traffic signs, signals and markings, and avoid distractions such as eating or texting while driving. Kelvin Nembo, reporting for the Regional News in Bafusam.
Inhabitants of the center region have been experiencing cold weather these days, and certain grandmothers are preoccupied on how to locally manage the cold weather that often results to catarrh and cough, especially amongst children. These grandmothers have come up with local concoction such as boiled medicinal leaves and mixed with lemon. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi took interest in the activities of these grandmothers and compiled the following report.
The weather in the central region these past weeks has been characterized with excessive cold temperatures that has provoked coughing and sneezing amongst many denizens. In a bid to treat some of these seasonal diseases, some grandmothers in Yaoundé and other towns of the central region have resorted in using various compositions.
When you have a cold, boil ginger, put in a glass and add 2 spoons of honey inside. Then drink it, the flu will cease. There is also the lemongrass. Boil and drink it like tea often. It will treat the cold.
In certain situations, some of these grandmothers have resolved to innovate and render the composition more powerful by using a syrup.
Bon François, c'est ça qu'on utilise.
We treat cold by rubbing Bon François on the throat or put in warm water and sprinkle in the nostrils.
Many inhabitants in Yaoundé have attested that the composition from some grandmothers to fight against seasonal cold in the region are more effective against aches and pains. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
You're listening to the regional news, and we continue our ride to the Northwest region. In Bamenda, concerns are rising over the improper handling of fruits by local vendors, as many leave their commodities exposed to contamination from dust and sunlight. This practice poses a significant health risk to consumers, especially in a city grappling with water scarcity and limited space for proper fruit storage. Nutritionists in Bamenda are urging the vendors to prioritize hygiene and develop innovative ways of conserving the fruits. As you tell us, Mabel Mekemdi Sakem.
Abdel Nasser has been living in Douala for years now, and the hustling nature of the city is one of the things he enjoys about the place. But recently, he is experiencing a situation which beggars on the street, which has made him question the inability of their parents to take care of them, given that most of them are kids.
Personally, it's not encouraging sending such children in the street to beg money, because first, it increases the rate of dependency and laziness on those children, because begging is not a work.
Meanwhile, some people like Augustin Gando always show empathy each time they meet any of these persons.
I have no problem to help them, because for me they need more intention from others. So when they beg like money, food or whatever, I love to help them. I want to help them because for me they are like the normal children, so they need even more love than others.
Others are concerned about them as they are exposed to different social ills. Amose Joy is one of them.
What I think about these Muslim children that are always around the road begging for money is incorrect and is very dangerous for them. Seeing a child standing at the roadside to beg for money is very harmful and very dangerous.
Most inhabitants in Douala yearns for a day when this situation will reduce, thanks to public and private initiatives that will make them autonomous. CRTV, Lisunya Patuma for the Regional News.
That was rather a report from the littoral region where you heard that the city of Douala in recent time has been infested with beggars, often accompanied by their children whom they have initiated into the act of begging. We come back to this report from the northwest region. In Bamenda, concerns are rising over the improper handling of fruits by local vendors as many leave their commodities exposed to contamination from dust and sunlight. This practice poses a significant health risk to consumers, especially in a city grappling with water scarcity and limited space for proper fruit storage. Mabel Mekemdi-Sakam reports. We do apologize. We shall be having Mabel Mekemdi-Sakam in our subsequent newscast. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the regional news, in which you heard that preparations gain steam in the far north region ahead of celebrations of the Assumption Day, a day believed Mary, the mother of Jesus, was taken to heaven. Over 100 underprivileged children in the southwest region have been equipped for the upcoming school year following the donation of didactic materials and other school needs by a non-governmental organization. In the meantime, there is an increasing number of beggars in the littoral region in recent time, many now indulging begging as a means of livelihood. The regional news was presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. Stay tuned for Lunch on Date continues with Louisa Akwanka.